This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Hour two of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Free Talk Live is, well, it's a liberty-oriented radio. But you're welcome to call in and give a different point of view if that's what you want to do. We'd love to talk to you about it. Because maybe you're right. Maybe you can explain to us how we're wrong on issues. You know, not every issue, but we'd generally come down liberty every issue every time here on Free Talk Live.
I believe that genetically modified diamonds should be labeled as such, but there should not be a requirement to place labels on them.
Thank goodness diamonds don't have no genetics. However,
I think they should genetically modify you.
Something that does have genetics are Asian pop stars.
Yes. And apparently, because they're Asian, and some people working for U.S. Customs and Border Protection in LAX are apparently racist, they assumed that Asian pop stars were sex workers. The story here comes from Reason.com, and it happened a couple of weeks ago. Says, hold on to your Fourth Amendment rights. There's a new kind of racial profiling coming to America. Because really, why else would a group of young Asian women come to the U.S. than other than for the sex trade? At least that seems to be the attitude of U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials who detained the South Korean pop band Oh My Girl at Los Angeles International Airport last week.
Do they have an English name?
They all have English names.
Okay. So this is South Korean. That makes them K-pop?
K-pop, yes.
Okay. I've heard Ian, my normal co-host.
There's nothing normal about Ian.
Okay, the co-host that I generally have on most nights, I've heard him listening to K-pop. I don't understand why someone would, but okay.
It's kind of catchy, and it's got, like, a good beat, and, like, you know, it's got girls singing, and, you know.
That's watching. That's not listening.
No, you can hear that it's a female voice.
Okay.
And female voices are soothing.
Okay.
That and they're nice to look at.
All right.
So on December 9th, the 8 band members...
Female voices are soothing, says the guy who's not married.
What the hell's that got to do with anything?
Just saying. Go ahead.
The 8 band members who were coming to Los Angeles for a photo shoot and concert were denied entry at LAX and held for 15 hours while officials questioned them, according to a statement from the management of Oh My Girl.
What is this?
The band eventually went back home.
What is the line of questioning that comes down? We're afraid that you're being kidnapped for the sex trade, and we're trying to help you. How do you do that? How does somebody say, no, I'm not kidnapped as a prostitute? I just want to do my concert. Here's our album. We'd like to do our concert.
So from the statement from the band management, the person in charge of customs asked Oh My Girl and staff what the relationship was they had with each other, and one of the staff used the word sister, and a misunderstanding occurred. They, that being Customs and Border Protection, thought it was strange that they were not blood related, but said that they were sisters. And so they took extra attention to the large quantity of items and outfits. And since the members are young girls, they were mistaken as working women, i.e. prostitutes.
In 15 hours, this just shows justice's terrible swift sword and why you should never turn anything over to the government. In 15 hours, customs couldn't go to www.ohmygirl.com. I'm just guessing that's their website, but, I mean, they've got a website.
Probably not their website.
They are a...
I'll look it up later.
Danger.
And I'll let you know.
Danger. They've got a website. It's likely on one of their CDs. CDs. Likely they have a CD, right, that they're carrying with them.
One would think.
Say, see these girls that are across the front of this CD? These are our faces.
Those aren't music CDs. Those are porn and sex work.
Fine. Want to go to our website and check it out just to make sure?
We don't want to watch your Korean porn. That's because it's all pixelated.
Then let me go. If you don't want to go to the website and do some research, then you're a lazy, shiftless bureaucrat, and you should just go back to doing nothing.
So after the misunderstanding was resolved, the management writes in the statement, we were sent back to the airport immigration office and had communication with the airport staff, and our opinion was not straightened out. And in the previous step, our phones were seized, and it was an extreme situation where we could not contact anyone outside. The company was detained for a long period of 15 hours, and we decided to go back to Korea because of the members who were tired physically and emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're stuck at an airport for 15 hours. There's no good place to sleep. They designed those chairs so that you can't lay out on them. It's just ridiculous. They can hold people there. I think Ed Snowden was in a Russian airport for weeks. Somehow he managed to do it.
Yes. A lawyer in the U.S. has been contacted to take up their efforts to make sure whether their unjust treatment was valid or not. The management continues in their statement, we sincerely apologize for causing anxiety and thank everyone who worried for us. A spokesman for Customs and Border Protection initially told the L.A. Times that they could neither confirm nor deny the group story. But an unnamed customs official later told the paper that the band's statement was false, and the real reason that Oh My Girl was detained was because they were trying to travel as tourists rather than with a performance visa. Oh My Girl's management claims a performance visa should not have been necessary because the band was participating in a multiple performer promo event, not holding their own concert.
Well, it sounds interesting that I'll bet you it started out as one of these concerns and then morphed into the other concern. Does it sound likely to you?
Basically, you've got here eight very attractive young Asian women, and there's the whole thought of, well, you know, all of these Asian women come over here and they work in these shady massage parlors and they do the stuff and the thing and therefore sex work, so that they've got to be coming over to, and look at all these outfits. Who needs all these outfits for somebody that's going to wind up working?
So I gotta say that first two things. First thing is, ohmygirl.com is just some, it's not actually that bad. I thought it was going to be a horror show, but it actually is just a login page with a logo that has a pink flamingo on it. So who knows what's behind that login page, but it's a French site. The actual site for this band is ohmygirl.com.
Okay.
So there's a hyphen in there.
Hyphen.
Yeah. And so, but that site, gotta say, doesn't do any justice to this. It kind of looks like maybe there's like a pleasure menu there, like pick one of the girls.
That's not good.
And it's not in English. It's really not. It would not help their case.
That is not helpful. I'm looking at this site, and this looks for all the world like a Korean bride site.
Yeah, really let me take a look.
Yep. It's, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
Not good.
A little bit.
This is not good. And I'm holding it up for the cam if anybody's actually watching the cam. But, you know, you can look this up, ohmy-girl.com, and see what I'm seeing. I mean, it's you know, it's got this Art Nouveau kind of, you know, style graphics, and they're all dolled up in their little outfits, and it's headshots. But, I mean, below is like, below each one of their things is like their age, their birthday, you know, kind of like.
That's what we need to know.
It's like, what do you, you know, what do you like long walks on the beach? I mean, like what?
And Reason here continues by mentioning about the Asian-owned massage parlors that have been, for lack of a better term, targeted by law enforcement and legislators who believe that they exist only for prostitution and sex trafficking.
It says their blood type and their star sign.
You gotta be kidding me.
AB positive?
Yeah, it says that. So ABA, they're mostly, there's one B type, one O type, two O types. I mean,
whatever it is, I could use all of their blood. I'm AB positive.
Everybody's positive here. This is some kind of conspiracy
why
theory.
Why does it mention their blood type? That's so strange.
855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. I retract it. They're Asian sex slaves. Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about this... what Oh My Girl, Asian or the Korean band that has been that was detained on their way into LAX trying to give a concert.
He sing for you a long time.
Yeah, and they were accused of being sex slaves, and that's pretty funny. Now, of course, the I guess the customs says that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all.
Yeah, and when I first read this article several days ago, there were no comments from customs. So that's a new addition to this article.
They're denying. That's the first first three rules of criminal defense.
They mention, they mention the blood type, so they make sure that when you do the STD test that it matches up. You know,
as I understand it, blood type in this particular area of in Korea is kind of like asking one's sign. You know, blood type is.
Well, they have sign there too. So
yeah, well, they have all that stuff.
It's a weird note.
Do they have just the like traditional sign, like zodiac or Aquarius, blah blah blah, or do they have
Chinese
like the Asian?
They had the
sign. Like I'm an Earth horse.
Traditional signs.
Earth horse.
Yes,
it's just horse. You're the horse.
Right, but every 4 years it changes the element, or every four cycles the element changes. So I was born in an Earth year and the year of the horse. So I'm an Earth horse.
So you're an Earth horse, not a, like an air pony or an alicorn.
Well, if I'm a pig then and it's an air pig, are you a when pigs fly? I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get zodiacs anyway. That one's just as dumb as any other.
Daryl, what's your cutie mark?
The what?
Never mind.
Oh, is that a brony thing?
Yes, I was.
I know nothing of bronies.
Accusing you of your Earth pony reference.
So... We have solved our Obamacare problem at my house. We don't have to worry about getting fined by the federal government because now we have Liberty Health Share. Rather than health insurance, which costs significantly more than Liberty Health Share, Liberty Health Share allows us to choose our doctor, choose our hospital, live out our values in healthcare, and save significant money while still getting the coverage that my family needs. Go to, like I did, joinlhs.com. It's a whole new movement in healthcare. Join LHS.com. I'll give you the telephone number, too, in case you don't want to go to the website. And check out joinlhs.com. The number is 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041. Joinlhs.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to a libertarian banker calling in from He'd Rather Not Say. Wants to listening on LRN.FM. Libertarian banker, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. So there are a lot of people out there, especially on the left side of the political spectrum, that love regulation of businesses, especially financial institutions. And I just wanted to bring this up tonight, that some of the unintended consequences of some of the bank regulation out there. So I think what you're going to see a lot of in the next 5 to 10 years are community banks and smaller banks that tend to serve their clients better are going to be disappearing.
Why is that? That's what everybody wants.
Well, they're going to get the experience that many have had with the Bank of America or Wells Fargo, with a terrible treatment, no customer service, and just, no choice in the marketplace, honestly, is the biggest detriment to the whole thing. The Dodd-Frank Act and some other legislation after the crash of 08 has just gotten it to the point where if you're under a $1 or $2 billion at the bank, you're not going to be able to survive, and you're going to see a lot of bank mergers happen.
Why is it they want to do that?
Well, isn't this a good thing though? Because isn't that's going to make Bitcoin all that much more appealing?
Well, yeah, I am
destroying people's options still stinks.
Well, it's not going to destroy your option of having Bitcoin.
Well, here's the thing. Banking and the currency and the Federal Reserve, in my opinion, the immorality of it comes from the government and the force behind it and the ability to tax and the ability to force people to use their currency. And that, to me, is where the immorality. So if some bank wants to make up a currency and just print oodles of it as they see fit, and they should be able to do that in a free marketplace and not in a monopoly system like we have now.
Indeed. I should be able to make my own currency, and if people want to use that currency, that's what they should be free to do. The Federal Reserve is simply a currency created by some banks. The problem is that those banks collude with the federal government to issue that currency based on debt created by the federal government.
So let me ask this question, Mark. If you made your own currency, would it be called Mark E. Marks?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it'd be called.
You know, and you mentioned collusion there, and there's some big news today in the financial world about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates 25 basis points, which, you know, the banks are happy about, of course. But that is price fixing, and anybody who can't see that is just blind. When you can control the supply of something and then thus the price, that's price fixing. And any liberal
and it always fails.
Exactly. So that's what I want to bring up tonight. Thanks for the call,
Libertarian Banker. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
So is Dwella still around?
I think so. I still get some emails.
I always thought that they should start an altcoin and call it Sandwalla.
Let's go to Timothy calling in from Naples, Florida, listening online. Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I've just been feeling frustrated actually for a long time, for several years. I used to listen to you guys when I worked at a web host overnight, third shift. I've listened to you every single night.
At a web what?
At a web host.
So you worked at a web hosting thing overnight?
Yeah, in Phoenix, Arizona, and I've been listening to you guys for about 3 or 4 years since then.
Awesome. Nice.
And you know, my journey to liberty, you know, it went through Ron Paul and all that, and I learned about Bitcoin through you guys, learned about Michael W. Dean through you guys, and through him, badquaker.com. But anyway, my concern tonight is I just have this overwhelming sense of hatred towards government hopefully this isn't considered profanity, but not being able to keep it up. It has an alternate meaning. Just the inability to do anything about this, and here I am trying to dig myself out of some poverty, out of some bad decisions. I'm working two jobs, one of which is practically minimum wage. The other is a little over $11 an hour part-time. And not my taxable income, but rather my gross income is going to be about $27,000 this year. And, you know, it's like enabling drug addicts. And you don't want to keep giving drug addicts money because you know what they're going to do with it.
And so it's like the government, you think that they're like drug addicts in the sense that you give them money, you know what they're going to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing so many things. I mean, I'm totally a feed addict at this point where I read all of these things that are happening, and it's not overwhelming to the point where I can't handle it. If I could just...
Timothy, I have felt the way that you feel in the past, and I want to talk to you about that if you'll hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. Whether you agree with Timothy or not, you have to understand the government is an organization of force. They force you into using their services. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about what it's like for people who are plugged into the news, because the news can become overwhelming. It can be really frustrating. There's been more than one time in my life when I've just sort of checked out of the news, can't handle it anymore, need a break. Obviously, doing a nationally syndicated radio talk show, that hasn't been the case for the last 12 years. I've had to be plugged in to some extent, at least for the last 10 or so.
And hey, if you really want to be plugged in,
well, this is for wireless technology. This is for mobile technology, and then the plugs involved in TextFire. So what TextFire is, it's a mobile mass text platform that you're able to send out text messages without having to log in to some kind of web-based admin system. This is a real step forward for people who want to do text marketing, because before you had to log into a system, you wouldn't do it as often. Now you can send it right from your cell phone. They make it easy. You can use real local numbers. Customers can send texts back to you, potentially taking orders right through text. Many TextFire customers find that they do that.
Yeah, sorry, I reversed that. It's if you want other people to be plugged into you,
I get you.
Then you can control the news.
You can get have unlimited subscriber lists and use different lists for different types of customers or even staff. So, for instance, you can have customers. If you've got a Subway sandwich, submarine sandwich shop, you have customers text in sub to your telephone number, and they can be on your list for discounts and that kind of thing. Or for staff, you can have them text in staff, and then you can say, hey, look, we got a position open on Thursday. Who wants it? That kind of thing. Make it easy. Also, they do have a web interface system where account admins can create the lists, manage the subscribers, and schedule text messages if that's what you want to do. But it's a fascinating system and really a step ahead for text messaging. By the way, churches get their first month free. You can create different lists for, say, choir, youth group, study groups, that kind of thing. So they've got a special discount for churches because it's really awesome for that. Also, anybody who goes to textfire.com, and you can get, let's see, you learn more by going to textfire.com, and anybody can get 50% off your first month by texting FTL, and that's not case sensitive in any way, to 877-792-7418. That's their toll-free number, 877-792-7418, and you get this 50% off discount. Or you can call that same number and tell them you heard about TextFire on Free Talk Live. The number is 877-792-7418. TextFire.com. The TextFire is spelled kind of funny. TextFire.com. TextFire.com. Let's go back to Timothy calling in from Naples. Timothy is, well, he's concerned. He's frustrated with the news, the direction of government in this country. This often happens to people during the ramp up.
Something just dawned on me when you read back. You said he lives in Naples, so you're making what you make living in Naples.
Correct.
That's got to be, wow.
Yeah, the cost of living is higher.
You need to move.
Well, I know that. I mean, when I lived in Phoenix, apartments were very cheap. I either lived in sober houses, obviously. At the moment, I'm not.
I mean, either that or, you know, that you are living in a community with just a buttload of money. You know, find some kind of service that you can do maybe in any time that you do have free that, you know, you start your own business and serve some of the elderly in the community. You could probably make a lot more money than working for somebody else if you were working for yourself.
I'm sure that you're right. Just to clarify the position that I'm in, or to clarify my concern, as an hourly worker and maybe... maybe there are other people out there that are asking themselves this as well. I don't know. As an hourly worker, it seems to me that it's much more difficult to opt out of taxes. I mean,
if you're working
for yourself, you can kind of.
I don't see how you opt out as an hourly
maybe
worker.
You'll get audited, maybe you won't. Now, here's what I've done in the past, and I've been very wishy-washy about this because of fear. I have claimed nine. Usually through about three quarters of the year, and then I panic at the end of the year, which I've just done, and claim zero and started paying taxes in. And then, when it comes to file my taxes, I usually owe, and this year it looks like it's going to be $1,000 plus my fee, which is a whole other thing, which I think I can get out of paying anyway, my fee for not having health insurance, which I cannot afford. I went through, the health. I do have health issues, and the health insurance that I need in Florida anyway, it's higher subsidized than other states, by states, and they have their own exchanges. But the health insurance that I need for my condition would be about $300 a month, which would eliminate any possibility of savings to get out of the state.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for all the help, federal government.
Yeah. At the amount of money he's making, wouldn't you qualify for one, huge tax breaks, not be paying in that much in taxes, and two, Medicaid? I mean, at under $30,000.
Not in Florida. Medicaid is not, I'm single, I'm childless, and I do not qualify in any way at 36 years old for Medicaid in the state of Florida. In other states, it's a little bit different.
Right. Of course, you wouldn't have the job that you have when you move someplace else, and you never know about that work. Well, Timothy, I do know what it's like to feel sort of desperate. Obviously, doing a nationally syndicated radio program, I've got to read the news. You said you're a feed junkie, which is the terminology for people who read a lot of news, especially news targeted in specific areas. I suspect you're a liberty-oriented feed junkie, as I am. And I felt a great deal of desperation. I remember when the New London case. What was the, I can't remember what the name
was. Kelo versus New London.
Kelo versus New London case. And it's probably been 9 years ago, maybe 10
years. About a decade.
Yeah. And I just heard the Supreme Court hand down a ruling that was just, I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe that they would rule that a town can take somebody's home and sell it to give the land to a corporation. I could not believe it. And they did. And that's when it just sort of the floor fell out for me.
One thing that's interesting.
Thereafter, I ended up moving for the Free State Project. And since I've been here, I've noticed that there's hope for the ideas of liberty. This is something I can see day in and day out. And it's not huge. I mean, like, you know, they're not sending parades down Main Street for Lysander Spooner or anything like that. But I'm seeing drip, drip, drip things are changing a little bit here and there, and they're moving in the right direction. When I was in Florida, they weren't moving in the right direction.
Now, one thing that's interesting about that Kelo decision, the attorneys for the winning side, the New London, Connecticut, they actually, a couple years later, said that was the worst victory ever. Because a bunch of state governments, or the legislatures of a bunch of states, got together and passed rules saying you can't use eminent domain for these purposes. And none of these legislatures ever would have done that had the Supreme Court not said, yes, you can steal land from a private individual and sell it to a private corporation for the benefit of society.
Timothy?
Yes.
That's my solution. The best one I got is Free State Project.
I've got some there, but besides the Free State Project, which I think is also good, but I found what I've gotten angry about the news and like gotten really like kind of upset by this and involved and just reading all this stuff. What I've realized is reading all this news is it's kind of like just for a distraction, and that it's not really changing. These things are kind of constant. You know,
you being upset isn't changing anything.
You're reading it over and over again. You're just getting, you know, it's just a distraction. I would try maybe reading something that can, like, improve your life. You know, find something that you can read that will help improve you. Like,
take a break.
Some sort of, like, you know, learning. Learn a new skill. Read a book about some sort of skill or something you're interested in, a hobby. You know, something that's just... It seems like something that would be more helpful rather than just continuing to read.
And change the news that you read a little bit.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Timothy. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now, 1-800-647-9959. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-647-9959. That's 1-800-647-9959. 1-800-647-9959.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Been all across the board tonight, including, this Asian, what is it? That girl?
Oh, my girl.
Oh, my girl. This Korean pop band that was stopped on their way in to do some performance, and I guess, according to them, allegedly accused of being sex workers, because, I don't know, young Asian girls? Yeah, got me. Nonetheless, it's all very interesting. I want to go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Glenn calling in from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing? First, I have a shout-out to TJ. Yo, TJ, the parsnips are in the colander. The parsnips are in the colander.
Is this a spy reference?
Yes, because TJ the spy.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout-outs.
Yeah.
What was that?
If you say the word shout-out when Ian's on the radio, he'll just yell, no shout-outs! Because when we started Free Talk Live on 105.9 WYNF way back in the day, you know, we were a local show on a rock station, and people would literally just call in and say, I want to say hi to my mom, or I want to say hi to my big bro who's listening. You know, that kind of ridiculous nonsense.
Which, Dad, if you're listening, hi.
The parsnips are much more important. It's a matter of security, of course. Yeah. But anyway, about the fellow who just called in about kind of the newsfeed junkie, kind of burned out and bitter and all that kind of stuff. You know, it speaks to this inundation thing. On the one hand, we have a culture where it's full of apathetic people who are just like self-absorbed, care only about their own lifestyle, and watch literally idiocy on TV at all times. On the other hand, you have this segment of a culture of people who are addicted to, you know, staring into the abyss, you know, listening to morbid story after morbid story at the international, national, local levels, you know, with all this newsfeed stuff. It just begs the question of how to achieve moderation. So, you know, just, you know, wanted to kind of say an amen to what you're saying. It's like, you know, yeah, I think you can feel at liberty to cut back on all that, because if you're not able to do, if it's not something you're going to be able to dedicate personal resources to do something about, there's no use, you know, making yourself miserable. You know, it, look, again, staring into the abyss and listening to all this morbid stuff, you know, to find a hobby, find something mutually edifying to do with somebody you know, play some cards with somebody, do something, turn it off for a while and just experience some of your own sanity and interpersonal worth in your own relationships and things that are healthy.
So, Glenn, exactly. One thing that I'll do, because I would consider myself to be a news junkie, but I don't read news articles so much as I read headlines. And I have a bunch of different feeds that come through my RSS feed reader, and I'll read the headlines and things that really jump out that I think I want to know more about this, I'll look at.
Yeah.
Things that appear to be overly clickbaity, I avoid completely. Things that, you know, just stuff absolutely horrible, like guy shot 27 times in the back by police officer, I generally am not going to click on, because I know that there's not going to be anything good in that article.
You know, but this brings up something really important, is Free Talk Live, to some extent, makes its bread and butter on the indignation that people feel when they see, you know, the government doing bad things to people. And there's plenty of those stories out there. There's plenty of other stories, too, all kinds of crime. And there's enough stories for you to feel indignant about anything you want to feel indignant about. You want to feel indignant that CEOs are making too much money? They got that for you. You want to be indignant about the government, about police officers shooting people's dogs? They got it. It's all out there. But Free Talk Live, you know, we make our money on doing that.
And here's something that I don't
I'm not done, for God's sake. You want to hear some indignation? So what I'm saying is that if you feel indignant about Free Talk Live if you feel indignant about these news stories, is Free Talk Live intends to bring these, intends to do your job far better than you can if this is important to you. So here's what my recommendation is if you've had too much, the immersion's too much, amp the program at $5 a month to help us do the job that you can't do, and take a break.
Right.
Play Candy Crush for a month. It's still better for you than reading these stories that suck your soul.
Yeah. You have a choice of travesties and turpitude and, you know, morally reprehensible things, you know.
Anything
you
want.
Somebody was going to talk.
I'm sorry.
I only get indignant when you guys talk over each other. No, what was the other person going to say?
Oh, I was going to say that there was a news story that I saw late last night about one of the police officers in Baltimore that was charged in the death of Freddie Gray. That jury came back deadlocked, and the judge declared mistrial.
Yeah, that's I don't know how they were deadlocked. That was pretty weird.
Well, that must have been their best case. Glenn, thank you for the call. I got to say on that case that whole case is over. If you're the prosecutor, you didn't bring your worst case forward. You brought your best one. The first one had to be their best one, and all the rest are contingent upon that one.
Right.
Because this guy's, it's a mistrial. He doesn't have to testify at any of these other trials at all.
And the prosecution is who petitioned the judge to separate the trials, to have them as six separate trials instead of one trial with six co-defendants.
You know, Mark, on a totally separate note here, you know, you brought up 105.9. I think that Free Talk Live needs to just go back to being on just regular local radio. Because, I mean, you and Ian, you guys benefit from this whole national radio thing, but we, the lowly co-hosts, we don't benefit from the copious amounts of free food that we got when we were on local radio.
I'll tell you what, that was the bee's knees, as it were, was essentially being on local radio. All you have to do is call up some restaurant that does delivery
and mention their name, and it's like, oh, here's five pizzas.
Right.
Here's like 10 pounds of Chinese food.
They'll do it. They just give you free food, and all you have to do is say, that stuff from China.
And there were some good options for that stuff in Sarasota, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's lots of restaurants. restaurants. Lots of restaurants anywhere. They're all in competition.
It's true.
It wouldn't matter where you are, and this is why guys in radio, that's why we're fat.
I never got free food when I worked in radio, but I was also a board op for a sports station. Yeah, so,
well, you didn't work the drivers. That's the thing. You got to get in touch with the drivers who, you know everybody, and you hook up a deal, and then every time you mention their name, they'll bring you stuff.
That's how it's
done. You got to schmooze.
Yep. You got to give them a call. They want to talk to you.
Yeah.
At some point or another, they get tired of you, though. If you do it every single night, yeah. That's,
right.
But that's why you just keep working.
Well, that's why you got to get different restaurants, one for each night of the week. Like, oh, it's Chinese night.
So, anyway, that's my prediction on Baltimore. You're not going to see anything come from these arrests. Those arrests were to calm folks down. And, well, I haven't heard anything about riots today in Baltimore.
Nor have I. I know that there were protests yesterday. Two people wound up getting arrested. The family of Freddie Gray urged people to be calm. So hopefully, things don't get out of hand. But as with, pretty much all of these other places, if you want to know who's starting the riot, look at who's dressed for the riot.
Well, yeah, that's the suggestion that I think that it's reasonable for police to assume that there might be a riot, especially if they're not standing out in the streets ready for a riot. I mean, shouldn't the police be standing in Baltimore ready for a riot in this circumstance?
I don't think you need to be ready for a riot because a mistrial was declared.
Really? I mean, it's these things happen when what was that guy from the 90s that they kicked to sleep on video for the first time? Rodney King, when that ruling came out, although it wasn't.
They were all found not guilty. Yep. That was not a mistrial.
This guy might as well be not guilty. I'd say this case is over. Maybe I'm wrong, but a seasoned analyst here is going to say, looks like that's it. Are these other cases, are they just sitting around to have five more shots at finding somebody guilty? Is that really going to make a difference if we find one of the six people or whatever guilty? I don't think that.
They're still going to retry this first guy. They're going to retry the first guy.
But now they don't have him as a witness. And he likely was a pretty important witness.
I think they're going to retry him before they ever try anybody else.
Well, they could do that, potentially. I suppose that could happen. I don't know. Doesn't look good if they got a mistrial on the first go around. People don't like to find cops guilty.
Right. But that also means that the defense did not do a good enough job to prove that he didn't have a part to play in Freddie Gray's death.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, or lrn.fm on Skype. That's our username. Just send us a request and we'll approve it, lrn.fm.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand
the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.